As you know, Terry Lee, young American boy, and his friends are again in charge of the headquarters of Captain Blaze near the Burma Road in China. The Dragon Lady's gang have fled to the mountains, and the Dragon Lady herself is in hiding. But not so well hidden that she couldn't fire at Terry. She would have shot him, too, if it hadn't been for April Kane and Terry's scope. I'll tell you more about that in today's transcribed episode, so stand by. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Listen, kids, now you can get a Terry scope, just like the one that helped Terry and Pat outwit the Dragon Lady. With a Terry scope, you too can see around corners without being seen yourself. You can look over tall fences, too, and see what's going on behind you. And, kids, all that isn't half of it. Actually, this Terry scope gives you the Morse code that Pat and Terry use. And the Terry scope gives you a secret Chinese code, too. And it's got a swell new game called a treasure hunt and a tricky picture of old Big Stew. Why, say, you'll get thrills galore from your Terry scope, and you want to send for it right away. Now, here's all you do to get it. Ask Mother to get a can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. They're both delicious and a real treat. Then take the labels off the cans, and on the back of one of them, print your full name and address. Mail the labels with 10 cents to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, that's an easy address to remember. Just Terry in care of Libby's in Chicago. Now, I don't have to remind you of all the tight places where the Terry scope has already come to the rescue of our friends in China. And they tell me this tricky invention is going to play a big part in adventures still to come. Now, you want to get yours just as soon as possible so you can follow just what's happening in the show. Now, more than likely, your mother has some Libby's tomato juice and Libby's pineapple juice in the house right now. Look and see after the program and send for your Terry scope right off. Remember to enclose 10 cents and give your full name and address. Mail your order to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Yes, April Kane saw the Dragon Lady through the Terry scope. And she shoved Terry to the ground as a rifle bullet whistled over his head. And then Terry and Captain Blaze decided to try and round up the bandit woman. But before they could do that, a plane roared into view, circled low over the buildings, and the pilot dropped something, evidently a message. As the plane zoomed up and away, Terry said,
"Whatever the pilot dropped, it fell out there beyond the wire fence. I'll go out and see what it is."
"Hold on. Wait. Don't be so hasty. You'd be a fair target for another rifle bullet."
"Yes, Terry. You'd be right out in the open."
"But, well, if it's a message..."
"Oh, I can see it. Line up there in the sun. I can see it from here through the telescope."
"No, lad. Let's wait a few minutes and figure out what to do. Let's just relax and think about it a minute."
"Goodness, yes. What's a few minutes, more or less? If the airplane pilot couldn't get here any sooner, he wasn't helping. And if he got here too late, we'll never know it."
"What are you talking about, April?"
"I don't know."
"Well, I'm wondering if that pilot was Dude Hennick. No way of recognizing him, of course, but..."
"Maybe he was Mr. Hennick. He sought a wave first, before he tossed out that package. Dear me, I wonder what's in it."
"Well, youngsters, I got one idea that might work."
"Yeah?"
"We can't just walk out there in the open and pick up that package. We might get shot. But we can walk out there if we have some form of protection."
"Oh, yes, of course, but..."
"Well, unless I'm mistaken, I've got something that'll fix things okay. You and Miss April wait here. I'll be right back."
"Now, what do you suppose Blaze is up to?"
"Yeah, me, I wish I knew what everybody's up to. First we get caught, and then we get away, and then we get shot at, and nobody knows what's coming next."
"Well, Pat and Burma ought to be back soon with Connie and Sing Sing and the other prisoners. And I'll feel a lot easier when we have everybody together."
"And then what? Are we going to stay here, or are we going to start back for Lashio to the army people and turn Captain Blaze over to them, or what?"
"I hate to see Captain Blaze go before a firing squad. He's a crook and a smuggler, of course, but he's reformed and..." "Shh, here he comes."
"Now then, me honors, old Blaze still has a brain in his head. You see these things?"
"What are they?"
"They're smoke cartridges, so they are."
"They are? What are they for?"
"Now, here's what I'm thinking. There isn't much wind, and so if we toss a couple of smoke cartridges out that way, well, in a few minutes we'll form a smoke screen out there."
"I see. That's a swell idea, Captain. We'll have to toss the cartridges quite a distance, though, so the smoke will be on the other side of the message that was dropped from the plane.
Of course, of course. Then when the smoke gets thick, we can dash out behind it, grab the package, and get back safely.
Sure.
Oh, I think it's a cute idea.
Now, Teddy, my lad, you know how to toss one of these smoky pineapples?
Well, I suppose you pull out this cotter pin and then toss the cartridge like you would a baseball.
Right. And toss it quick, because it explodes in 10 seconds. So don't do any daydreaming. Now, here, you take this one. I'll take one. And when I count three, pull the pin.
Oh, dear. What if something happens?
Just get out of the way, April. We'll find out. All ready, Captain?
Good. Now then, ready? One, two, three. Pull that pin and let her go.
She's gone.
They've landed out there. I can see them through the periscope.
Yep, and they're rolling beyond the package tube. In just a second, they ought to explode.
There they go. I heard them.
And smoke's starting to spread all over. Gracious, imagine packing all that smoke into a little thing like that.
They don't pack smoke into them. When the thing explodes, the chemicals reach the air, and that starts stuff that looks like smoke.
It's getting thick and black out there, Captain.
Just to make sure, I'll toss the third one out there. One, two, three, pull the pin and let her go.
That ought to be enough smoke.
I can still see the message or whatever. It's lying out there. But all back of it is that awful smoke, just clouds of it.
Yeah, it ought to be safe enough out there now. Wait here, there's no need for two of us to go. I'll get it. I'll be back in no time.
Go to it, boy, and don't waste any time. Brave lad, Terry.
Yes, I think so. I guess he ain't afraid of nothing.
I knew if I smuggled them smoke cartridges from the Burma Road, they'd come in handy someday.
He's reached the package. He's picking it up. Now he's starting to run back. He stumbled.
But he's up, and he's running. Come on, Terry, my lad, come on.
I got it all right. But the smoke drifted back this way. Here. See what's in this package.
Thunderation, it looks like he wrapped up his coat and tossed it out.
Oh, for mercy's sake, untie it. Let's see what's inside.
I'm going to. Just hold your horses. Now then, we'll soon see what it...
There it is. A paper. With writing on it.
Here, Terry, you went out and got it. You better read it.
Okay. Say, it's from Dude Hennick, all right. That was Dude in the plane.
What does he say?
He says, hold out. We got your carrier pigeon message. Burma and men are searching for you. We've had no word from them.
But Burma was captured by the dragon lady and brought here.
Yeah, we know all about that, but Dude didn't know it when he dropped this message.
Go on with the reading.
Help is coming. Hold out. I will try and land plane and join you. It's signed Dude Henny.
Well, I never.
Never what?
He's arriving late for the party, Terry. All the excitement's over.
Yeah, that's all. All the excitement is over.
Yep. He's kind of late in getting here.
It is never too late to be of some help, Captain Blake.
General Chang.
That is quite correct. Stand where you are, Captain Blake. My men have you covered from behind those rocks. You are under arrest. There has been considerable delay in getting here, but our efforts are rewarded.
I've been expecting something like this. Well, I'm not armed at the moment.
Pajot.
You're arresting him, General?
It is quite so. You have done very well, Terry, you and your family. Now you may rest. My men will take over, and you need have no further concern.
But, well, how did you get here? We didn't see you or those men out there. How did they get here?
We came through the smoke screen. You might have seen us, but I presume you were doing something else.
Yes, we were looking at this message. Mr. Hennick dropped it from his plane.
Oh, yes, quite right. Mr. Hennick located this place for us. If he can make a safe landing nearby, he will join us presently.
But what are you going to do with Captain Blaze?
There is a penalty for smuggling, for robbing convoy trucks on the Burma Road. Captain Blaze knows well what that penalty is.
But you can't do anything to him. He's been helping us.
Yeah, he's on our side now, General Chang.
The time to become a friend is not when one is about to die.
But you don't understand, sir.
China is at war. And the war threatens the future of all my people.
Well, I know, but...
Which is a great deal more unfortunate. Captain Blaze was operating against us. It was a personal, selfish motive. Just as it is the personal desire that prompts the Dragon Lady to operate against us. Selfishness has no defense in this time.
But Captain Blaze has a right to a fair trial, General Chang.
Perhaps we should let the Captain Blaze decide that point for himself. funerary speaks of?
No, I have nothing to say in the defense. I've been a smuggler and a hijacker. But, well, it's too late now. I realize now I've been wrong. Me daughter always wanted me to help instead of hinder, but I wouldn't hear of it. So now I'm ready to take me medicine. So, let's get it over with.
No, Captain Blaze, you can't give up so easily.
Why, I ain't given up, bless your heart. I'm going on the great adventure, the greatest of all. And I don't mind the trip.
You speak well, Captain Blaze. Have you any final requests?
Just one, sir.
Yes?
I have a daughter, Cherry Blaze. I don't want to see her punished for what I did.
We shall consider her case separately, Captain.
General Chang, Pat Ryan will be back any moment, and he'd like to see Captain Blaze before...
Please, General Chang, that isn't asking too much,
is it? We have much to do, my young friends. But for your sake, I promise to delay the firing squad until Mr. Ryan arrives. But when my men have cleaned out this nest and blasted it to ruins, then I must withdraw my promise. If Mr. Ryan has not arrived, then Captain Blaze shall pay the penalty for his past performances.
How can the life of Captain Blaze possibly be saved from the firing squad? Will Pat Ryan arrive in time to make a new special plea to General Chang? What can possibly be done at this last moment? I'll give you a hint in just a little while. Well, say, that telescope of Pat and Terry's sure is a marvel. But actually, kids, the telescope Libby is offering to you is even grander. It can do all the things Terry's does, and more, too. It has 8 exciting special features, codes, games, tricks you can't get anywhere else in the world. And it's a swell-looking thing, too. All shiny red and black with a big dragon and Chinese characters on it. And pictures of Pat and Burma and the others. Now, to get this thrilling telescope, here's all you do. You take a label from a can of Libby's delicious tomato juice and one from Libby's grand pineapple juice. Then you print your full name and address on the back of one and mail the labels, along with 10 cents, to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. That's a marvelous bargain, kid. So get your order in now. Address, Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Send a label from Libby's tomato juice, and a label from Libby's pineapple juice, and a dime. And, of course, enclose your full name and address. Well, perhaps the telescope will help save Captain Blaze. Perhaps his daughter will find a way. Or there may be something even more startling. Anyway, tomorrow's transcribed episode promises to be the most thrilling of all Terry adventures.